This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Some new information has just been released from an ongoing study following nearly 6,000 Vermonters who graduated from high school in 2012. There's some good news for Vermont in terms of college attainment and some bad news or ways the state could focus its energy. Joining us to talk about it is Scott Giles, president and CEO of the Vermont Student Assistance Corporation, a nonprofit created by the state legislature back in 1965. VSAC, which is a VPR underwriter, has been tracking those 6,000 students, that's about 85% of the graduating class from 2012, to see where they go. Scott, I'm excited to hear what you found so far. Welcome to the show.
Jane, thank you for having me.
Why did you decide to follow the class of 2012?
Well, you know, for many years, all of our research was focused on all of our efforts to try and get students into school. But in the end of the day, what we are really committed to is making sure that students are ultimately successful. Students that take too long to graduate borrow a lot more in student loan debt. And our employers are telling us that they can't find enough people with the degrees that they need in order to fill jobs. So we think it's an imperative to make sure not just that every student starts the education they need, but they actually successfully complete it.
And was a study needed? You can't just get this information somehow from other stats that are out there federally or statewide?
Well, from our perspective, what's important is to get Vermont-specific data. We can take a look at national data and look at trends. But our goal is to provide information to Vermont colleges and universities that will allow them to strengthen their ability to make sure that students are successful.
You're tracking about 6,000 students, and I mentioned that that's about 85% of the class of 2012. What happened to the other 15%?
Well, every 2 years we administer a survey right around graduation time, senior year. This Vermont high schools administer it for us, and at any given point there's probably 10 or 15% of the students that aren't there that time of year.
Ah, I see. But you think you have a representative sample?
Yeah, we have actually tested this. We've been administering this survey for over 40 years, and we've gone back and sampled students that didn't participate the first time round. And what we found is that the percentages show up within 2 or 3%.
So let's not bury the lead. Let's talk a little bit about what you found. You found that 30% of the students that were surveyed had gotten a four-year degree within 4 years of high school graduation. So I know it's 2018 now, but you're really looking at data from 2012. To 2016. So the first 4 years after graduation, 30% had gotten a four-year degree. Another 4% had gotten an associate's degree, a two-year degree. And 15% were still enrolled in higher ed courses or in a school after 4 years. So in total, we're looking at 34% who've attained a degree of some sort. And you've got about half of all students finished or still in school. So is that number good? Can you put it in context?
It all depends on how you feel about these numbers. When we look nationally, Vermont actually looks pretty good because about 60% of the students that started full-time at a four-year institution got their degree within 4 years. And for those students, that's a real success story. They're able to go to work. They've reduced the amount of student loans that they've had to take out.
And that statistic you mentioned, 60% are able to finish within 4 years if they start.
That's right.
That's higher than the national average.
That is higher than the national average. In fact, it's about 13% higher than the national average. But our focus is on all students. And while it's tempting to say, well, it's great that we've beaten the national average, that means that 40% of the students that started have not yet completed a degree. And there is also some evidence that's a little troubling as well, that while we may be doing a better job of getting more of our students to a four-year degree quickly, we're also seeing a higher percentage of them drop out. So when we take a look at the snapshot we looked at, 25% of the students that had started were no longer in school, and that was about 9% higher than the national average.
Okay, so we're doing okay in some ways, but we're also seeing a lot of people dropping out. And do you have any sense of what factors are going into that dropout rate?
So we can start off by looking at some socioeconomic factors that contribute to all of this. One, gender is really implicated. Whether or not your parents had a post-secondary degree is affected. Academic preparation is affected. And then we all know the economics of higher education are challenging, and cost is a factor that's influencing this as well.
Let's pull out that gender dynamic that you talk about. There is a significant gap in gender, and girls complete programs at a much higher rate than boys. What do you think accounts for that?
This is one of the great mysteries of higher education right now. If you talk to anybody in the United States, they'll tell you that enrollment of boys, but particularly first-generation boys, these are boys whose parents didn't have a post-secondary education. For years, we knew that was lagging. This is the first time we've been able to look and see that whatever is influencing the boys is also having an impact on whether they graduate on time. And to put this in perspective, in Vermont, we believe that roughly two-thirds of the high-wage, fastest-growing jobs will require a degree of some kind or a certificate of value. Only 18% of the first-generation boys in our study got a four-year degree within this window of time.
That question of whether other people in your family, specifically your parents, but you know whether you come from a family where there's been some experience with higher education or not can really influence whether you go on to go to college and whether you succeed in college. So that's not new news. I mean, we've been talking about that for a while. So how does having this data help then inform how we devote limited resources in the future?
One of the things that we wanted to do was to kind of pull all this data together so that universities, let me say, solving the retention and graduation rate problem is critical to the future and health of our institutions. We wanted to provide them data so that we could say, okay, we know that students with this background and this makeup are really struggling. These are students that we can begin to provide supports to right when they enroll on our campuses. Importantly, it will also allow them to go back and say, now, even though we as an institution have data about our students, we can compare our performance against the performance of all the other students that look the same in that particular class.
This sounds cynical, but why should colleges and universities care? If they're getting kids in the door and they're getting their money and then you get a new batch, whether they finish or not the next year, there's some specific reasons in terms of rankings. But why else do you think – I mean, are colleges really invested in the future of their students?
You know, I think as educators, we all care about the success of our students in the end of the day. That's why we went into the into this particular work. So what we found is there's a passion for this. There's also an economic incentive, right? When a student drops out, that's a student who's no longer paying tuition and fees. And I think our institutions are really working hard now to try and find a way to meet their educational obligations, but also find ways to make bigger investments so that they can keep more students.
You are going to be continuing this look at the class of 2012. So what else are you hoping to see?
We're hoping to see improvement. You know, we are actually engaged in some pilots working with Vermont institutions where we're providing additional supports to a cohort of students. What we're hoping is that when we come back to talk about this research 2 years from now, we're going to see a material improvement in the performance of our students.
How will you know whether that's due to the programs that you've put in place or a natural progression of students going through 6 years and more of them completing programs?
Because we're actually able to separate the students into different cohorts, and we can compare whether or not a student that received a particular intervention was more likely to be successful than one who did not.
Okay, so your next batch of data should come out when?
Well, we're hoping to have another report coming out in a year. We're also going to be looking at the success of students at two-year institutions. And the thing that everybody tells me they want to know about, what about those students that are pursuing credentials of value or apprenticeships? How are they doing?
That aren't necessarily counted in that four-year or two-year program.
That's correct.
Excellent. All right. Scott Giles is president and CEO of the Vermont Student Assistance Corporation. VSAC has been following, as we've talked about, nearly 6,000 Vermont students who graduated from high school in 2012. And they just released some data on what kind of higher education those students have achieved in the first 4 years since graduation. We will put a link up at vpr.net. Scott, thanks very much for telling us about it.
Thank you for having me.